For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, Anthony, you look all recovered from the Arty Awards, but you were working hard up there.
We work hard. The recovery is an illusion. WBFO, WNED presents the Arty Awards for the first time, and it was great fun Monday night. Big winners, the Paul Robeson for Jitney, Subversive Theater Collective for Urinetown. A lot of popular wins. I thought that Mark Sacco for a kind of a crossover performance that he articulated beautifully in his speech, playing Che and Evita. Michelle Marie Roberts also for Evita. A lot of happiness there. I knew we were in for a golden night when David Lamb, Eileen Dugan, and Stephen McKinley Henderson walked on stage to a spontaneous standing ovation. I thought, okay, great, we can do no wrong. We're just everything going ahead.
And thousands of dollars raised for a great cause.
Well, for the immunodeficiency clinic at ECMC, the money's still coming in, but in the neighborhood of $14,000, it's going to be a nice little check. And the people at 710 Theater, the Shays people, were just wonderful hosts to us for that event. And thank you to Michael Murphy and Robert Brunschmidt and everybody. It was just great. Also, they've just posted this morning, the fashions from the Arty night were just over the top fabulous, as they always are. So lots of pictures on the WBFO website. People should go and have a look.
Tonight, I'm heading over to the Paul Robeson Theater at the African American Cultural Center to see sort of an activist play. It's called Free Fred Brown. It's up only 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend. Looking forward to that. And we were both there for opening night of Hay Fever.
I love Noel Coward, and I love Hay Fever. It was kind of a chaotic production. It was difficult to see the trajectory of what was going on or why we were there. Why are we enduring these tedious people? Which is kind of the way I felt after a while, even knowing the play well.
So it wasn't just me, because we were asking ourselves, you know, why were these people invited? Why are they being treated so badly? You know, what is going on here?
Well, these people have only themselves to blame. Each of them wants something. They are trying to cash in some way on the celebrity of the Bliss family. And the Bliss family is kind of insular and self-contained and doesn't care about these people, who eventually just flee to stew in their own juice.
And the trademark Noel Coward ending, people tiptoeing off stage.
Right. He does it in Private Lives also. Blithe Spirit also. Yeah, that's his signature ending.
Stunning set by Paul Bostaph, who won for best set 2 years in a row now.
He did. And he also did the set for Light in the Piazza, which is over at Lancaster Opera House.
Well, after a couple of false starts at the Shaw Festival, I was really starting to wonder what's going on up there at Niagara-on-the-Lake. Got to see St. Joan, directed by your friend T.C. Oh, my, just what a hit.
Redemption. On the festival stage, St. Joan by Bernard Shaw, and it's wonderful.
Everything about it is absolutely stunning. What kind of surprised me, the number of laugh lines for a pretty darn serious drama.
Oh, yeah. Shaw's funny, even when he's serious. He was a big supporter of Oscar Wilde. And, well, lest we forget, he wrote Pygmalion. In fact, St. Joan is his only tragedy.
Well, I guess tragedy because someone dies.
Right. That's pretty tragic.
Well, it was, but she does become a saint.
It takes a long time, and she dies really pretty horribly.
There is that. Speaking of those funny lines, I swear there were a good 20 or 30 laugh lines that you could put on Facebook today, and you'd get laughs from audiences who have no idea that they're from George Bernard Shaw.
Well, and one must be careful with that, too. I was looking for quotes recently, and I saw one that was attributed to Oscar Wilde, something about love and saying that, you know, we don't love someone for the size of their bank account or the fanciness of their car, we love them because they sing a song that only we can hear or something. And I thought, fanciness of their car? Did Oscar Wilde ever actually see an automobile? And well, toward the end of his life, yes. But in fact, it's one of those fake quotes that gets out on the internet and gets quoted everywhere. He never said it. And I knew.
Well, I won't quote you on that.
And on the topic of Wilde, too, we have to head back up there and see Wild Tales. I was so pleased when Sanjay Talwar, who was going to be in it, came to the Arties with Tim Jennings from the Shaw Festival. We're feeling so close to the Shaw Festival here in Buffalo these days.
They seem to love us as much as we love them. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.